have a really cool. We'll have videos. We have some great photos. We have Deja and Ariana will talk about their experience as young athletes representing Team USA. I mean, people sometimes take for granted the participation that University of Oregon graduates, University of Oregon students, and the OTC, what their presence are at the Olympic Games. And if you take a look at Team USA at 32 medals in the sport of track and field, a record in 9 non-boycotted Olympics. And let me tell you, it was so inspiring. And these two athletes, Deja and Ariana, will have all sorts of stories to tell. And then Brianna and Ashton, of course, will be a pretty cool interaction. I think people who come will come away from it not just appreciating their great athletic performances, but how great people both Ashton and Brianna are.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's almost like a rule at high-level sports. They generally have to get dragged screaming and kicking, thinking that they could always perform at such a high level. But to see them off their performance, Ashton, of course, you know, historic, Brianne meddling in her event in Rio, to kind of walk together hand-in-hand away from the game on a high note, that's just incredibly unique.
It is, absolutely. Most people, as you said, get dragged off, or they go to the point of they really couldn't do it. They go right up to failure. Here, are these guys are leaving the sport at the top of their game with new exciting plans on the horizon, and they're going to share a little about what they're going to do next. And I think there'll be a lot of hoopla around their great performances, and you know, I'm sure their shoe companies will want to parade them out and do a lot of cool things. But where these guys are, they are part of the fabric of this community. And I do think they really represent something special. And I think they'll be a treat for those who know them, and they'll be an even bigger treat for those who don't know them.
Now, some of the other guests you mentioned, Deja Stevens, who's from my neck of the woods in Westchester, New York, a sprinter. Mm-hmm. What could you tell folks about her, you know, so far, her career as a Duck?
Well, first of all, to make the Olympic finals is pretty impressive. I mean, Olympic final. I mean, this is not, we're not talking about the Pac-12 final. We're talking about the Olympic final. We are talking about one of the best sprinters in the United States, the country that has some of the best sprinters in the tradition of great sprinters, and she's really something special. And I think that her performance in Rio was fantastic. Here we had Ariana, who's already just a spectacular young woman, yet at the same time she's a spectacular athlete, and there's no apology for Ariana for just missing making the team in the 200 and being one of our in the relay pool for Rio. She's two great women.
Yeah, Ariana, actually, I was reading, when she was in high school in California, I mean, all she did was tie Allison Felix for, like, the most state championships. So she
That's
does
right.
everything, and she's just a red shirt sophomore, so her future just got to be beaming.
It is, and she's, these are two big, they're big-time athletes, big-time personalities, but really, I think, Coach Johnson and Coach Taylor have done a really great job at, I think, molding them as great collegiate and post-collegiate athletes when the time comes. And we have a lot of great athletes on the team at the University of Oregon. These are two really special ones who did great stuff in a big year in 2016.
All right, final thought for Vinland Anna. I always like to do my typical radio reset. I mentioned Tracktown Tuesday tomorrow night at the DAC. One more time, what could the folks look forward to?
Well, I think it's really important because it'll be highly, highly visible, and it's a highly publicized. Show up at 6 for the pre-event. The show's going to start at 7. It's going to be packed. Come early. We have an overflow for it. The show actually starts at 7. It concludes at 8. Some pretty cool giveaways from Ashton and Brianne. It's going to be a great night. Back tomorrow right. night.
All right, Vin, always my pleasure to catch up, and obviously look forward to chatting in the not-too-distant future.
Look forward to it, Steve. Take care.
All right, take it easy. Again, tomorrow night, you can go to the Tracktown USA site, gotracktownusa.com. Team Eaton, a couple of U.S. Olympic, couple of ducks who were U.S. Olympians, and it is tomorrow, like I said. They've always got something unique up their sleeve for the folks who attend these incredible events. All right, always good catching up with Coach Lanana.